in my humble opinion, it's time to institute a national service program. I would call it that. I wouldn't call it a draft, but I would make it mandatory. And, you know, you have your choice. There's also, you know, with free college or trade school at the end of this, there's also a psychological reason for this. One of the things that we know from, this goes back to the days of Sigmund Freud. One of the things that we know is that there are these developmental stages that kids go through. One of the reasons that, you know, the terrible twos are as terrible as they are is that, you know, kids are starting to create an identity of themselves as being independent from mom. And this is typically the time that they stop breastfeeding. It's the time they start actually eating solid food. It's the time that they start figuring out that they can manipulate the world rather than simply being part of the manipulated. That's the terrible twos. Then you see the next time that kids go through a major separation tends to be around adolescence, around puberty, and that's the point at which they're actually shifting internally. They're shifting the groups with which they affiliate. Instead of boys always hanging out with boys, they start wanting to hang out with girls, and instead of girls always hanging out with girls, they start wanting to hang out with boys, and of course everything in between. Without getting into a long discussion about, you know, gender and identity and all that. But you get the point. There's this second kind of shift that happens right around puberty, and it's hormone-driven, by and large. And then there's a third shift that happens, typically within 5 years of that second shift, and you see this in kids that are somewhere between 13 or 14, all the way up to 18 or 19. Somewhere during that period of time, they tend to get into conflict with their own parents. And parents will say, oh, yeah, I don't even know my kid anymore. You know, who is this monster who came living in my house? It looks just like my son or daughter, but I don't know who this person is. Well, it turns out what's going on, and this is a normal and healthy developmental phase, this is when the child is going from being a member of and dependent on the family to being having an independent identity out in the world, which is absolutely a necessary transitional stage to the next process where they might find a life partner, or they go off and start a job or a career, and they begin basically becoming an adult. And that third stage, that big stage, that developmental stage, is, you know, a major life transition. And these are religions that go back thousands of years. You know, in Catholicism, it's confirmation. In Judaism, it's bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah. I'm sure that there's a parallel in Islam and in Hinduism and in Buddhism. I'm just not familiar with the titles, with the names. And this is this rite of passage. Well, for us in American culture, the closest that we have to that rite of passage is graduating from high school, which is really not that big a deal. I mean, there was a time when it might have been a bigger deal, but really, you know, a year of national service where you actually leave home and you go off to some other part of the country and build houses or go off and join the Air Force or the Army for a year or whatever it may be. That's a healthy psychological thing. On the back end of that, when you're done with that, you're now an adult. And so there's a psychological reason for this, there's a cultural reason for this, there's a military reason for this, there's a political reason for this. It strengthens our country. We need volunteers, we need people helping out, and what a great time in your life to be out there learning, you know, carpentry, building houses, or learning, you know, what it's like inside a hospital as you're trying to decide what kind of career you want to go into, and you volunteer in a hospital. Oh, gee, I think I'll go into medicine, or you volunteer, you know, with NASA or something, and hey, I think I'll go into the space program and be an astronaut. Whatever it may be, I think this is a good idea. Now, that said, I'm way past draft age, and I'll be the first to acknowledge that. And I was pretty pissed off about the draft back when I was of draft age. But there was no non-military option back then, and there was a war going on that we had no say in and we could not vote about. Now 18-year-olds can vote. So what do you think? Particularly if you're a young person.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.